You're listening to SBS News.
Amanullah is a Rohingya refugee living in Sydney. His family, though, was still in Bangladesh at a refugee camp in Cox's Bazar. In December, he was issued a tourist visa to travel to Bangladesh after paying $350. He then found out the visa was fake.
On the 28th of December, when I went to Bangladesh High Commission, one of the officials told me,
SBS News has discovered that some Rohingyas from Australia were detained by immigration police after arriving in Dhaka and then sent home to Australia. They had each paid between $300 and $600 to obtain the visas. SBS has obtained a copy of a report by the Bangladeshi Immigration Police, which records the victim's claims that a Bangladeshi High Commission official was linked to the issuing of the visas. Another Rohingya, Muhammad Idris, told SBS he advised several other Rohingyas to send their money and passports to the official's home address to speed up the visa process, believing the visas to be legitimate.
This person is a High Commission official, so how do we know this is a fake or right visa when they issued this?
SBS has obtained a copy of one of the fake visas issued in December last year. It's handwritten and manually stamped. But the High Commission had phased out manually filled in visas 10 months earlier, replacing them with newer, machine-readable visas. High Commissioner Sufia Rahman declined to be interviewed on camera, but told SBS they'd received several reports of fake handwritten visas over the last few weeks. While we have allegations, he said, we cannot conclusively establish involvement of any of our staff. We are yet to receive a detailed report from the relevant Bangladesh authorities on such document holders' travels to Bangladesh and our authorities' findings that led to the deportation of some of those Rohingyas. At least six of the Rohingya have laid complaints with the Australian Federal Police over the fake visas. Federal Police have issued a statement saying they're investigating what they call an alleged fraud concerning the issues of visas for travel. Meanwhile, Amanullah simply hopes he'll be able to travel to Bangladesh legally soon.
We want to stop the fake visas. Everyone should be able to travel to Bangladesh in a genuine way.
But now he has no idea when he will be able to visit his family in the refugee camp. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.